Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. In a recent Huron County Circuit Court proceeding heard by the Honorable Judge Frill, Charles Bruce Hiltz II received sentencing for prohibited weapons possession and a probation violation. Hiltz, 42, found with two firearms while on probation for a third offense of operating while intoxicated. His blood alcohol level was 0.112 when contacted by probation officers. The defense cited Hiltz's alcoholism and a Huntington's disease diagnosis, presenting letters from his daughter's family requesting consideration for his limited time. The prosecution notes Hiltz's two prior felonies and 22 misdemeanors, advocating for a sentence within 7 to 28 months guideline. The court acknowledged Hiltz's health in the submitted letters, but emphasized the probation violation and the prohibition against felons possessing firearms. Hiltz's probation was unsuccessfully discharged for the probation violation, and he was sentenced to 365 days in county jail, with credit for 182 days served. For the firearms charge, he received 365 days in county jail, with credit for 1 day served. The first 7 months of his sentence are to be served up front, with remaining time held in abeyance contingent on compliance, including work release with regular substance testings. Fines and court costs were also imposed, and the firearms were forfeited. Also in Huron County, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen, authorities are investigating a family dispute that turned violent Sunday night in Paris Township. Deputies were dispatched to a home on Purdy Road around 8:43 p.m. where a confrontation escalated into gunfire. A 48-year-old man was shot in the chest with a .22 caliber handgun. He was taken by ambulance to Harbor Beach Community Hospital, where he was stabilized before being airlifted to another facility for specialized care. The suspected shooter, a 23-year-old relative of the victim, fled the scene in a Pontiac. A search was launched, and the suspect was later located and taken into custody by police in Roseville shortly after 11 p.m. He was transferred to Huron County deputies in Imlay City and lodged in the county jail. Investigators say the suspect is expected to be formally charged by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office. The victim remains hospitalized, where doctors are working to remove a bullet lodged near his spine. The case remains under investigation with assistance from local fire and police agencies. When we come back from this McVeigh Insurance Agency's sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Local service means people you can trust. Hi, this is Karen Krozak from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Let us give you a free quote on your insurance. We represent a multiple of companies and can save you money with multi-policy discounts, prepay discounts, and go green savings. Contact the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, is spending about $875,000 to replace more than 2,000 signs on 94 miles of M81 and M138 in Tuscola County and M142 in Huron County. That project starts today and is expected to be completed by August 15th. While the work is being done, there will be shoulder closures in order to provide the safest work area possible for crews and motorists. Traffic will be maintained with shoulder closures, and two-way traffic will be maintained on all routes. The replaced signs will be easier for drivers to see, especially at night, increasing safety. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.